This is a very mad show with very mad Jack. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Divorce guy, warm tappy.
How
come the fucking song is so long?
Divorce guy, warm tappy.
And Jay has made the trip from Studio West. Lovely.
You know, he comes here and then there's nothing but problems. You know that? Nothing but problems with the
45
podcast.
45 minutes later, we haven't even.
Almost 40 minutes later.
Like 40 minutes later.
I get accused of worst producer ever, but I think most any producer would have the mixer on the fucking table where everything else is.
You don't want to see. Nobody wants to see the mixer.
People love seeing the mixer. It's part of the appeal of
the
studio.
Is it like your toy fucking collection?
No, it's just like you have, because it's...
You want to tell people where you were Sunday night?
You have to use it while you're recording.
Where were you Sunday night?
What are you talking about?
Where were you Sunday night? What did you do Sunday night?
It was Sunday day.
Sunday day. You did... What did you do?
It was like a holiday gathering with some toy dealer friends.
Yeah. So you...
And there was like
a toy exchange.
Yeah.
Toy exchange.
Well, it wasn't like... We had to. It's just we brought stuff.
It's not like we had to, but we wanted to.
I got some good stuff. I got some really good stuff.
Did you rip your friends off?
No, it's trading. It's equal value.
Okay.
He has something that I want.
Now, did you sit there and go, hope he doesn't take that one because that one's worth like $1.50 more than that one?
No, it's like basically.
That wasn't in your back of your mind?
What I do when I try to go there, I try to trade big things for small things so I can get more space.
Okay. Because you're not used to big things.
No.
No. Hey, you want to break the news to Dale that you did sell the Dale lookalike figure?
I did. I sold the
Iron Man.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I sold him
with the gray beard. Damn it.
Yeah, I'm paring down some of the hot toys.
Dale and Warm Taffy, Iron and Robert Downey Jr. twins.
That's true.
Clones.
It's very true. Actually, they're talking about Robert Downey Jr. may not want to continue doing Iron Man movies, and I think they've been talking to Dale.
They were talking about firing him because he came out for some kind of Intellilex or whatever, some kind of brain it's a supplement or something that's supposed to help your IQ and your focus. And
Is it illegal?
Yeah. No, it used to be only available to the elite, and now they've pretty much come down on the price.
Now they're saying, hey, you poor people.
Yeah, now pretty much everybody's
you other 99%. Hey, we're going to help you, too.
Yeah.
After we've already taken advantage of it for 20 years.
Yeah, we're going to help you guys. Exactly. Hey, how about that?
I would like to say thank all of you that make this show possible, our patrons over at patreon.com/JayandJack. Without your contributions, we would not be able to be sitting here in the dark getting ready to watch this wonderful...
Dale, get your hand off my knee.
TV show, movie. TV movie.
It's a TV, made-for-TV cartoon movie.
Because it was voted by you, the
patrons.
Holiday
edition, right?
We gave the patrons a choice.
Yes,
we could have a normal, regular Married Man show or a Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer commentary.
Yeah, we're trying to build our reputation as a, relationship advice show, so this was a great...
Well, it's not just that. It's not as cool as playing Battleship online, on the air. That was some good times.
You're just upset that I beat you.
I did. It was.
Did you play?
It was a special live show.
Did
like
you get that?
Playing,
did you finally do that?
Yeah,
he lost.
Yeah,
you lost.
I lost. This is what happened.
You lost.
I thought Jay remembered.
Dale was upset.
I know. I thought. Well, Jay,
I can't believe that because you're undefeated.
Well, I was, but Jay. I thought Jay knew my strategy, so I changed it up. And it turns out he did. I knew right away. I go. Oh, he didn't remember it because where he was trying to go for the things. I'm like going. Cause I always put it in one of the four corners. I put all the ships in four corners.
Do you ever put like ships not end to end, but like at right angles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I
they think that they're sinking a bigger ship when they're not. They're actually hitting.
No, I usually just put them all together because it messes people up. Yeah. But I changed my strategy and Jay won, and the crowd of five, was it?
Five people. Yeah.
Five people were on the edge of their seat. Wow. They said, "Do you have like Super Bowl ads?" We were thinking about putting Super Bowl commercials in.
Well, that's our live hangout that we do for our patrons that contribute $15 or more a month. So it was a special event. 46-year lossless streak ended.
Yeah, it was heartbreaking. But at some point you got to give. You go, okay, I'm good. I had the title for 46 years. How many?
So you passed the torch to Cement Head. Wow. Wow.
You know, we were watching the Charger game yesterday, and they do that. Da, 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 da. I used to go, Concrete Head. Da, 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 Concrete Head. remember that, Jay?
I do remember.
And you used to sing it. So, yeah, good times, good times. So, What we're doing today is a special Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer commentary. And what I wanted to do is talk to you guys about your experiences when, of course, Jay, you're not as old. But, Del, when do you remember watching it as a kid?
Yeah, as a kid.
It's the 50th anniversary. No, that's
yeah, you know, we were allowed to grab our pillows from down the hall, get on the floor, lay down, and it was like a whole family affair kind of thing.
Yep, so the whole family got together. Yep. I was always excited because that meant Christmas was, because we didn't have, growing in San Diego, we didn't have, you know, seasons. It wasn't like, oh, it's except for this year, it's hot out here. But, like, we didn't have seasons, so that was like the first cartoon they would have, you know, because you had the Grinch, you had the Peanuts, Charlie Brown Christmas, you had the Drummer Boy, you had that Frosty guy. I can't stand Frosty. I hate Frosty. I hate Frosty Snowman. But there's other, you know, there's just, well, some of the other, we didn't have as many cartoons as they have now, though. Santa Claus is Coming to Town. But Frosty, Rudolph was the first one. That started the whole, that got the ball rolling. So it was all, you get excited. Oh, gosh, you know, Christmas is coming. I'm so excited. But Jay and I couldn't wait to show you kids. I couldn't wait for the kids to see it. And
yeah, Rudolph was never my favorite one. I think Grinch and Santa Claus is Coming to Town are probably, and Peanuts.
Peanuts, yeah.
What about Wonderful Life? It's a Wonderful Life, Jimmy Stewart.
That's really not. It's really not a cartoon.
I had that more when I was older. Yeah, that wasn't ever in the Rat Filter repertoire.
No, we.
But I added it once I was older.
It's kind of depressing.
It's a great movie.
Murray, I'm drunk, Murray.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm drunk.
I think we can leave that on.
You think you can leave that on?
I think so.
All right, whatever you want.
It's just hard to podcast in the dark.
Anyway, so this is a married man style show, so there'll be some language in here that you may not want your kids to listen to. And anything else? Any other warnings we should give people?
Yeah, don't do drugs.
Put your mixer on the goddamn top of the desk.
It's fine where it is. I can reach down and grab it all the time.
What?
So if you want to listen to it, you know, I guess we'll have a point where we say, okay, start it now. And we'll start
with... Well, we usually do 1, 2, 3, hard right would be...
1, 2, 3, hard right!
Yeah.
Which never makes any sense.
No.
Why don't you just go 1, 2, 3, then you do it. But why do you have to say 1, 2, 3, hard right?
Like most things in the Jay and Jack mythology, most of them don't make sense, but it's what we do.
But that's from Top Gun.
I know it's from Top Gun.
Well, it's not us. I mean, we didn't do it. But we always do say 1, 2, 3, hard right.
I'm going to put the brakes on and fly right... You'll fly right by
what?
Me.
I'm gonna do what?
You're gonna put the brakes on and you'll fly right by me.
Oh no! Oh no, Goose! Oh no! I guess Top Gun will be the next one we do. Well, if this works, because people have said, hey, why don't you, because they liked our, we used to do them for Lost.
Yeah. We'll have to make a separate podcast for it, though.
You not do it married man style?
Well, at least you could say it's explicit, but you know.
Something else?
Check out the movies or something.
What about Dale?
I mean, he can be there.
But he doesn't get any billing, doesn't get
but
any...
But Jay and Jack and Dale at the movies, just too many words, too many syllables. You do Jack and Dale at the movies, I don't even have my name there. That's fine.
You might prefer that. But you're not getting Best Produced Podcast Award when this wins it.
Not with this fucking setup. Like,
it's fine, it's
thing.
Fine.
Just turn the gain up, it'll work.
All right.
There's a whole bunch of knobs here, and classic my father, he doesn't look at any of them to see what they actually do.
Hey, so once it starts working, I leave it alone.
So I see how he's trying to think he's upping the volume, and he's actually just turning up the gain, and he didn't, like any mixer. Like,
hey, what happened when I turned up the gain?
It worked.
It worked.
The sliders that are there.
Like you said sliders, and Del thought we were serving dinner.
What? All those little burgers are like burger vitamins.
I love those sliders.
Anyhow, are you done complaining?
Dave.
Well, you can give me the Dave all you want. I don't care. It's worked. I've done how many Amazing Race podcasts with this system, and it never had a problem. And when you come over to Married Man, have we ever had a problem?
Nope.
Because I'm... producing on the back
end. And we recorded a podcast yesterday. How were you all able to hear the phone calls at the same time? How come we didn't have to put the damn thing on hold and go back and listen to the calls and come back and do it? They played the calls. I heard the call. We all heard it at the same time. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, you think for a second.
Yeah, I can probably do it.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass. Go, all right. Hold on.
All right.
Shut off your mic.
Shut off your mic, and then let me know when you're done. Are you done yet? Are you done yet?
No, I haven't started yet. I still have 5 seconds left.
Oh, you're not supposed to talk. You're not supposed to talk. You're not supposed to talk till we're done.
Let's see if we could hear the song. If we could hear the.
So if you guys, let's see.
Phone call at the same time.
Same time, it'd be a hell of a lot easier than.
Actually, how do you not hear the calls?
Yeah. Okay. I don't mind when people criticize me for doing something wrong, but you better be able to back up your shit.
I'll figure it out.
And I only see one award over here. Best in entertainment. I don't see best produce.
That is me.
Anyway, hey, you like my new Charger logo?
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, where'd you get that?
Cindy got it for me. Highlights the gloss paint versus the matte paint.
That'll all be fixed here at the end of the year. I've got the wood now to do that over here and all that stuff. So shut the fuck up, man. It's not my fault. They gave me the wrong paint. And I'm putting it on there. Go, what the fuck is wrong with this paint?
Well, maybe when it dries, it'll change color.
Just needs to settle in.
Well, I did go like this. I go, because it's wet?
I wonder if anybody's going to notice.
And I go, what the fuck? It's gloss. Motherfucker. Anyway, so I'm gonna put this on hold. I'm going to stop it. And then we're going to start Rudolph,
the red-nosed reindeer.
Now setting it up. 1, 2, 3. Hard right.
As it goes.
Ooh. I always forget that it starts off like this.
So is it set in like the 1930s or something?
Well, I think it's the 50s.
Because his face is like melted off.
You look at the cars.
Daily News was only 5 cents a copy.
That's
the
San Francisco Chronicle. Like, what type of blizzard are they getting in San Francisco?
The bad one. So excited.
Rankin Bass. You know what happened to those guys? Burl Ives.
Elias Smith and Jones.
That's right, yeah.
He's passed, right?
Yeah. Look at him. Yeah, I'm sure he's dead.
He's passed alive.
Coming to us from across the grave.
I'm sure you,
you know,
do.
He does look like Burl Ives. He looks just like him.
I don't trust him.
Either that or it's Colonel Sanders.
Yeah. I thought Norm MacDonald's
right.
in there.
Christmas seals. Give me a break.
Pretty modest home there.
Yeah,
I don't
know. Exactly. Santa,
I think it's a tutor. I think Santa's cutting some, getting our pockets when he comes in.
Little skimming on the side there, you know. He's got that elf labor going on.
Well, he's got that, but he's also got those people ringing the bells all the time.
In all fairness, it looks like Mrs. Claus's food sucks. Look at that. It looks like paper.
You think Santa Claus could do better for himself, too?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not trying to be hard on her, but...
I mean, I've heard of nags, but that's she might take the cake.
Did he just fart?
I think so. What happens when the snowman farts.
Little ice cube coming out.
You're a fucking snowman. Why do you care about a snowstorm?
Suck it up.
It keeps you alive, doesn't it?
You want a heat wave?
Don't patronize me. You
and he doesn't even sit on the ice block. Prancer now. Come on. What's the deal with Prancer?
Yurik. Hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with
that. Hey, I have no problem with that.
Did you know that?
You know what's going to happen, though? In 20 or 30 years from now, they're going to have the transgender reindeer.
They're going to have to.
They're going to have their own restroom and everything.
Now, did you know that Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was actually created by Montgomery Ward's? As an advertising
was
thing.
It?
Yeah. So Montgomery
I didn't know
Ward
that.
Is not around anymore, but one of their creations, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
It's never going to die.
I'm sure
there's
it'll die eventually.
Always tomorrow for dreams to come true. Johnny Marks.
I wonder if any of these like sets still exist. All the
have a holly jolly Christmas. What is that? That was a bug, wasn't it?
It was.
Is that one of the is that one of the Misfit toys?
I don't know what his junk's in the snow there. I mean, it's going to fall right off after a while.
Yeah, the graphics are so cheap, aren't they?
Probably
state of the art back in the 60s. Can I ask him, what does he need an umbrella for?
Because if it rains, he'll melt. He's a fucking talking snowman. Like.
Yep, had some sex with her.
That's right.
Don't I have a choice saying
yeah,
it?
Exactly. Kind
of a pretty chauvinist. What the fuck? That's the first time they figured it out. Dad's a dick.
Damn.
It's Donner. Is that who he is? Donner?
No, no. Yeah, Donner.
We're hiding him.
I think he's picked his ass.
I touched him and he turned red.
Oh, like a fucking newborn's going to be able to say Santa. Right.
Whoa!
Oh, no!
Oh, whoa!
Oh, okay. All right, Santa, you big racist.
Pretty.
Well, I'm sure he wants to shine his jingle bells.
Yeah, my jingle bells.
Isn't that that movie with Michael Keaton talking about this?
I am Mo Kris Kringle. You know, if I was going around singing this song, they'd arrest me.
Absolutely.
I'd be arrested.
An old man with a big old beard?
Yeah.
I'll jingle my jangle for you.
Look at him go after him. I always thought the snowman was a pedophile, but I'm thinking Santa's.
Yeah.
He's pretty skinny, too.
His wife's making him shitty-ass food that he doesn't want to eat.
Almost bite, sounded like he said, I'm the king of my ding-a-ling, you know? I'm the master of my own domain.
You've seen my castle house, haven't you?
God, I mean,
I've got it.
He's a freak. Come here.
Well, if only we had a circus in Christmastown.
Now I'll accept you.
Yeah. Why does it make so much noise, too? That would annoy me more than the light.
Yeah, it's not the light.
Wow! Nonconformist.
You couldn't make this cartoon today.
It's still airing. The Bumble.
The Bumble can't see his antlers. Horns? Did you say horns?
It's horns.
Antlers.
Deer horns.
Antlers. Ooh! He's got gloves on.
No. That's just.
No, those are gloves.
Yeah, are they? Okay.
Stupid snowman.
Gotta keep his hands warm. He's made out of snow.
Now, this is where I compare Santa to Apple.
Yeah.
You get these people to just build the stuff.
Get this assembly line
and they're
going.
They're probably getting pennies on the dollar.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And that's how
foreign countries. The average age is like 5, the child labor.
And you got this guy who's cracking the whip.
Right.
My works are.
Fire his ass.
What?
This is like Jay when he's setting up the podcast. Exactly what we got to put up with.
What the hell? Can't turn that knob. Use a slider.
This guy's screaming at the top of his lungs. They couldn't hear that?
I want to be a dentist.
He kind of reminds me of the guy from what's his name?
Don't you
in
think
the new James Bond movies, the new background in James Bond movie?
Oh, okay, yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Christoph Waltz.
Yeah.
You don't get a break, you bastard.
No break.
Now, shouldn't they upgrade? And how come Hermes the only one with hair? He's the only one with hair.
Yes, they don't let the other people grow. They shave their hair, save time.
Why am I just a misfit? I am not just a nitwit.
Scary that you know this by heart still.
I've seen it a few times. They should upgrade. There's no kid watching this going, I want that box with the wheels on it. There's no way. If you put, if Santa Claus
no
brought.
Kids that wanted that in the 60s.
No, we did. That was cool. A box with wheels?
Perfect size for a pack of camels, you know?
There you go. I'll kick your ass.
Right. As long as I pay the bills, you live under my house.
It's my fucking rules.
Heard that a few times growing up.
Actually, if I would have backtalked, it would have been an antler right up the side of the head.
Exactly. Yep.
You're being too hard on him.
I don't like this thing. I can't feel it as well.
What's the deal with everyone has to sing when they don't feel when they're mad or they're depressed?
It's a musical. It's what you do.
He still talks nasally without the thing on his nose. He knows that?
Because his nose is a fucking light bulb.
It makes obnoxious noise. See, he's got gloves on. The snowman has fucking gloves
on. Who cares?
He should be
no
way snowman. I had never noticed that
before. I never noticed it either. I noticed the vest. I couldn't get past the vest. Inspected by Santa. Okay. I'll pass.
Do your stuff, kid.
Dude.
So he's gone a year without talking to any of these guys? So for a year, how come Fireball has hair? You can be my buddy? Mm-hmm. What if I don't want to be your buddy?
Oh, youth.
But seriously, for a year, they didn't. They never intermingled. They didn't talk.
Because it's like the off season. I'm just a fucking asshole.
Hey, gotta get back to the house and do the old lady. Oh, come on now.
That's why he's cranky. The wife hasn't fucked him in 35
right.
years.
He's got a light bulb for a nose. Look at it. Doesn't it look like a light bulb? So this is their break from making toys. They get to sing for the guy?
Yep.
Look at none of them have hair, but Hermie.
It's probably just easier to make their models. He has glasses.
They're like triplets, and then the girls were all quadruplets, you know? It's like... Yeah.
How come they all look like Santa?
I think they're messing around with the artificial insemination at the North Pole here because they all look alike.
And why does Mrs. Claus have to have an apron? Sexist.
It's a cover up for just ugliness.
You know, but Santa's no prize himself either.
No, he's not.
All right, now I'm watching this thing. Why did I look forward to this every year as a kid? This looked like a kid I used to go to school with, Tony. His name was Tony. He was tall and skinny. He had those glasses. We called him Boner. That's what we called him, Boner.
I don't remember Tony.
No, it was in my elementary school.
Okay.
He was at, I think he went to Mildred Hill Junior High.
Yeah.
We used to call him Tony Baloney, and then he had moved up to Boner. I don't know how he got cone that. Fuck you, Santa. Whoa, what a dick.
Mrs. Claus
keep
is
it
just freaking me out.
Really like skinny right now. Santa's really silly. He's back there doing lines.
Well, we didn't have Hermie. What?
What? You told me to.
Because I was building fucking toys. Is that blood all over there? What's he doing to that doll?
Look at the murder. He's look a by the psychopath. Hammer.
Bam! This is one mean cartoon.
He's harsh.
He's a rebel.
It'd be so much better right now if he had a Harley waiting for him right outside the door here.
What happened? Do they hardly make snowmobiles?
Yeah.
There you go.
That's it. I'm out of here.
Fuck you. Hermie gets a tattoo. Fuck you,
that's
Santa.
That's right. That's right.
He's thinking big nose, big dick, maybe?
Yeah, that's what she's thinking.
That's what she's thinking.
That's what she's thinking. That's Donner's kid. Oh, yeah. He pops one out every season. Oh, yeah.
All right, guys.
Okay, I took the seminar on sexual abusers.
I'm Coach Sadowski. Yeah. Oh, wait, we can't say that.
No. Okay, code word for...
sleepover, okay.
Hee-hee. Too soon?
Yeah. Who wants to blow my whistle?
All right. Oh.
Oh, it's all
you
laugh
suck.
At it. The fucking rope in the gym, you know? You can't make it to the top, you're fucked. Whoa, yeah, hey.
Who are those fucking pupils? Are you taking acid?
Yep.
I'm going to soil that bow on your head. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I'm getting all red.
By your nose, I mean that.
But what I took.
Well, why would you say it then? Why would you say that?
Yep.
What are you pointing out his nose for? Hello, Clarice.
What?
You said I'm cute.
Like the hang time.
Oh, no. Wait. Be careful. Be careful.
Rudolph, back up, Rudolph. No!
Oh!
What the hell was that? Holy shit. It's the devil.
Because you're different.
No!
Holy.
All right, he's different. Let's make fun of him.
We make fun of fucking the other kid with the weird blonde hair, the Aryan Nation over here.
Well, that's Fireball.
Yeah.
With the yellow hair. When you have red hair.
That's what I'm saying.
At least I'm not bald.
What the fuck's wrong with you? Ah, shut up.
Oh!
He's got that red fucking nose.
Not you, Rudolph.
Not you. Wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, segregation.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
That's racist, you know?
It is. It's a racist cartoon.
Red nose matters. Red nose lives matter.
I need kind of a tan. You think you can set that thing to... Yeah.
What?
Well, maybe later. How come these deer can sing so well?
It's the third best thing they do.
Third best what?
It's the third best thing they do.
What's first two?
They're sexual, right?
How come there's only two of each animal?
Guys, I gotta have somebody fuck.
You would think. I mean, rabbits are, you know,
there should
fuck
be more
like rabbits. There should be rabbits like everywhere.
Yeah, but is there like two foxes that eat the rabbits?
That's it.
You know, he'd be, if he had antlers, he'd be fucking with those birds.
Like, it's like the sun.
How do they know the song?
It's a musical.
But how do they know the song? How do they know the song?
They rehearsed this.
They knew this was going
to
happen?
Yeah, they have to. They're the woodland creatures.
Wow.
How come the birds can't sing?
Let Rudolph play reindeer games. Why are the birds going to be able to fucking sing?
Yeah. Oh, no, you don't. You're not going with that red-nosed guy. Please get your ass home.
He's a freak.
Go join the circus.
Go.
Attentive.
With a great set of hair.
Yeah.
Great.
Trees are trying to kill him.
Yeah. I don't think I want to go to Dennis. It doesn't understand the term independent. Again, they just met. How do they both know the song?
They were singing independently of each other earlier. Whoa.
Oh, Herbie wants to ride Rudolph.
He mounted the deer fairly quickly.
Yeah, okay, now it's my turn. Thought I was going to get some dough earlier, but no, that didn't work out for me.
No, I got this red nose, so
yeah,
I can't
you got a pretty cute hairdo there, yeah. Little boy.
Was the red nose just a...
And I heard you guys are good with toys.
This is what I need you to build for me.
Wee.
Strap it on.
I forgot this was so musical.
How did you get there for the song?
I don't know. I thought
thing.
There was more action.
Damn.
That, he just,
wow.
Workplace violence, man.
Got some anger issues to work out there, huh?
Fucking fish.
Let's go on a hike.
I think the snowman could have warned him. Should have brought a jacket.
Yes, Zabumbo.
Ah, got what the umbrella's for now.
Yeah, that's going to stop the fucking monster from eating you.
I got it.
Sam.
You think the abominable snowman would just have knocked down Santa's mansion?
Yeah.
What was he waiting for?
He's not organized at all.
Oh.
Here, let me whip these dogs.
What's this guy's name again?
Yukon Cornelius.
There you go.
How about if I keep whipping you, though?
I guess he has his open carry permit.
Check this guy out. It's a free gun-carrying state, baby.
It's Christmas Town. You can do whatever you want.
I got the six-shooter.
Woohoo!
Up.
Ah, nothing. Have you ever seen the outtakes of this one? He hits a dog the first time.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he hits it right in the fucking head. That reminds me of a song.
No cocaine.
Damn it. I wish I could learn to play the banjo.
Not that hard.
And gold. Silver and gold.
Or silver and gold.
I think this squirrel would want a nut over.
I mean, that's a lot of gold.
It's a lot of gold.
Like $10,000 worth of gold right there.
Woohoo! Gold. Now, how does he play that with the gloves on?
Gold.
It's not gloves. They just look like gloves.
It's
gloves.
It's fucking gloves. It's not. Those are gloves. Would you say they're gloves, Dale?
They look like gloves. They are gloves.
They're gloves.
I think they're only decorating one half of this tree.
Yeah.
Do people do tinsel on their trees anymore?
I don't know. We used to get that stuff that used to hang.
That's tinsel.
Yeah, it was a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Don't get your tinsel in a tangle.
Silver and gold. I noticed that. All the animals seem to do all the work in this town.
Yeah.
And the elves. Thank you. What's a little more weight on the for these dogs to carry?
On the two dogs that I have doing all the work here. Yeah.
Mush. All right. Really,
poodle's part of his dog.
Oh, come on. No wonder you can't find silver and gold.
I'm going with Dale's theory here that he's like fucking high on crack or some shit.
That was your theory, isn't it, the Yukon
Cornelius? It was, that he used to weigh like 600-700 pounds, and he's trimming down because doing a lot of coke in the off-season. That's why he's armed and dangerous all the time. He's got to have that knife and that six-shooter close by,
you
man.
You know, he's breaking bad.
That's right. Oh, he's after my stash.
Wait, I have a gun. No, let's run. All right, anybody here have bad dreams when they're a kid about the abominable snowman?
No.
No?
No.
You, Dale? Come on, Dale, be honest.
No.
That's the most, like, harmless-looking thing ever.
Oh, we got it.
It's driving me crazy.
It's Mignon!
If we thought positive and try to get ourselves out of it.
Exactly.
Think it's yeah, exactly.
We're gonna die because
my nose.
But you know, be fair to Rudolph. He's been taught since his first day that his nose is a bad thing.
Yeah, but look at fucking Cornelius. He's got his weird.
This is good. Let's go out in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, yeah.
Good idea. Yeah.
Oh,
my jewels. Oh, I'm so fucking cold. No wetsuit. Holy crap.
Holy crap. My balls.
Bastards.
Yep. Now, didn't
I'm
he just.
Sure it wouldn't be on the ice fucking trip.
Well, wouldn't he have it? When he was? Could he just test it when he was chipping away?
Yeah.
Why'd he have to throw it up in the air again?
This is his little shtick he does. He's actually searching for Coke.
Is he the original nerd?
People put pins in their pockets for years.
Nerd. Yeah, I'm kind of a dick.
It's your fault.
Your fault.
You told our son he was a freak. They kicked him out of all the Rainier games. He has nothing to live for. Now...
No, but you're the woman.
I'm not going to give you any more sex if you don't go out and look for him. Oh, son of a bitch, I'll go look.
All right, fine. I'll go find the freak.
I will.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go, yeah.
The mother-daughter team there. Right? Hey. Ooh, hey.
Fog. We'll see.
Whoa, maybe you need to get the hell off my raft.
All right, we're like 3 feet away from you. We can hear you.
It's the crack.
I don't know, big ass castle over there. Let's go check it out.
Does he have any teeth?
It's a flying lion.
It's a griffin.
I'm tripping out. I'm
tripping.
I used
to be able to do this impression perfectly, but I can't do it anymore.
That's okay.
I can't do it. Sorry. As a kid, I could do it all the time. It was my claim to fame.
Ah.
All right. Simple name change. Simple name
change your name. I can fix this. Okay.
Island of Depressed Toys. This is really a downer cartoon, you think about it.
Well, they get the redemption. They get sent to new homes.
Where they get
where
thrown.
The kids will then just throw them back out.
Yeah, they hit, hey, Mom, where's the. Here, put it in the fireplace.
Like, that train one's not that bad. Just drop the caboose.
Well, the Charlie in the Box. Call him so. Yeah. I'm Jack! Are they going to check his ID?
Like, what's wrong with that toy?
And again, everyone can sing, and everyone knows the song. What was wrong with the scooter?
It's too thin to ride.
Oh.
I think Dale has the same problem. Why does it be for Sue? Why can't it be for Sam?
Yeah. Again, chauvinistic.
Drop the caboose. Not that big a deal.
Who would want jelly?
Yeah.
Well, the cowboy has no eyes. All right, I get the boat.
Yeah.
Who wants the boat?
Yeah, I feel like riding the ostrich, that's your life choice, man.
Yeah.
Like, don't put that on anybody else.
Exactly. It goes back to the beginning of how they were prejudiced against Rudolph. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. What's wrong with the bike?
If it's such a wonderful day for them, then how come they're all on island by themselves?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that day came around for them, and it sucked for all of them.
Moonraiser.
Moonraiser. Moonraiser. Whoa. That's what he wants us to call us, or he'll kill us.
He lives up in his little tower.
We live down here.
In this little box, and nobody wants us. Up in your tower.
Oh, Court and his castle. Dun, dun. Come forward.
You.
Yeah. All well, right. I want some doughs, some toys.
This guy has a very familiar voice.
He's another one of the voice actors.
Yeah. How far are they away that Santa doesn't know this?
Yeah.
I thought Santa know what
Santa knows.
He knows.
He's turning a blind eye.
Yeah,
he knew everything.
Yeah, he can see you when you're sleeping, see when you're awake. He's like, fuck it, I don't see those toys.
Yeah, I don't see those toys, that part of town.
Santa!
It's a dangerous part of town.
You know, his wife is like, come on, Santa. He goes, no, I can't give those toys out. I got to rep. Nope.
Oh, that's cozy.
It's a threesome. I got to go shoot up.
Oh, fuck it. It's all settled.
All right, come on. I can't go to sleep that fast.
Exactly. So he's reckless. He's a renegade.
So he fucking takes Cornelius's gun and blows his fucking brains out.
And we can stop the movie.
What would that song be?
Oh. First it was just my nose, now I'm red all over.
Right, is that the same iceberg?
I don't know. But how does he even know it's going to take him back to the other side? It's an errant slab of ice.
He's a stupid reindeer with a red nose. Cut him some slack.
Existed.
Yeah.
He just existed. Yeah. Wow.
Could have taken that up on that offer with a gun.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he's a freak.
He's a freak.
Bring me a bottle of Coke. I need a Coca-Cola. Fucking kid, bring me a Coca-Cola.
Ooh.
Oh, hey.
Rudolph.
Yeah. Bring it.
What did he eat? Do we ever see him eat?
No. He just fucking magically grows.
It just eats snow. Oh.
Have they got a New Yorker?
Yeah.
Hey, old red nose here.
Red nose. Bring it.
Who the fuck are you?
Oh.
I kind of blame myself. And so I'm more concerned about my reputation than the lives of the other reindeer.
Yeah, you're fucking with my sleigh and not getting it off the ground. It's all your fault.
I'll find him, sir, even though you're such a big dick to me.
That's exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh.
Cheap construction.
He kind of fucked over Cornelius.
He did.
We're fucking back on... with the shitty toys.
Holy crap.
And he went back home.
Yeah, he went. He did go back home. Yeah. Fuck it. I'm going back home.
Fuck you guys.
I'm
going to go back
home. I'm
going
to go back and endanger my family and everybody else with my red nose. But you guys, I kind of know. I, you know. Oh.
What's for dinner?
But like every evil person, they don't kill.
Oh, what? That's that freak. That kid's a freak. Come here.
What about his fucking father? He has antlers, too. He's going to fucking sit there and watch him. His father can't be brave.
So he's Rudolph is trying to get the bumble snowman from behind.
I kind of like that. Oh!
Oh, oh, oh.
That would kill him.
Wait. I just want... I just want the antlers. Do that again. Do that again. Just like that.
Doesn't that help your sex drive, the antlers? Is that... Is that just a myth?
That's Dale. He's the one that drinks beer.
Those are gloves.
His hands are white.
But they're gloves.
They're made out of snow.
They're gloves. They're gloves. Here's the fucking snowman taking credit for everything.
They got like.
That's a good thing I sent them off after Rudolph, you know.
Three dogs and a gerbil pulling that thing there. See that? A gerbil in the front.
That's Richard Gere.
Oh.
If Richard, if you're listening, it's just a joke.
Yeah.
Hey, whatever you do makes you
I don't care. Whatever. I don't judge.
Exactly.
I care if you have a red nose and a gerbil.
Actually, so one of these days you got to let everybody know how, you know, how that really felt there.
Do the eye thing where you do the
It might work.
The secret ops.
Oh.
What is he like?
The dad,
the fucking thing. You knocked him out. Eat
the dad, like you said, the dad's a coward.
Yeah. What the fuck is his dad doing?
Good to know you're alive, but.
All right, gotta do better than that. Oink, oink.
Louder. What? A pig at the North Pole? I gotta see this.
Pig in a pole. Oh! Oh! Oh!
He must have just took a bump.
Oh!
Oh!
Oh,
okay,
Dan.
Well, let's get out of here. I've wet my pants. Uh-oh. What's Hermie doing under there? Those aren't my teeth, Hermie. So he violently ripped the teeth out of another living thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that wrong?
Sadistic dentist.
Yeah. You do that now, you get arrested.
Dog's fucking died too.
Yeah. Oh.
He's gone.
You go ahead and hang your fucking head.
Yeah. Fuck him. He's gone. Gotta move on.
You can't do shit. You're standing there.
You can forget what a dick the dad is during this whole. This
he's
is like
coward.
An episode of Lost.
His dad's a coward.
Coward.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, now.
You're later.
Yeah.
Come on now.
And I put all this shit. Thanks, Santa, you dick. I don't see any teeth at all.
I'll bring back my friends, asshole.
Oh. 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 Oh.
How'd you do that? Drugs. I fed him drugs.
Butt sex.
Smoked a lot of my weed on the
Smoked
way here.
Smoked a lot of weed.
He's high as a kite right now.
Well, he doesn't have his teeth. They were violently ripped out.
No anesthesia.
Okay. It wasn't that far of a drop. Wouldn't they have seen the bounce?
Exactly. That's what they call a deus ex machina.
There you go.
Woohoo!
Eat.
Okay,
what is
close
it?
As fuck.
What is it? It
it's
matches.
The
it, so there's a fork and the table.
Then make me fucking something good.
Is that an apple? What is that?
I don't know. It's making shit out of clay.
Have to cancel Christmas. I didn't want to do it anyway.
Yeah, he's a fucking quitter.
Yeah.
He's not going to get fat in one fucking day.
You don't know what's in that food, though.
That's it.
It just looks like, I don't know what the fuck it is.
He's allergic to peanut butter. And
is
she's
Santa
gonna,
bald? In real
she's
life?
He's going to feed him peanuts and he's going to blow up.
Santa's not bald, is he? Santa has hair, doesn't he? Quiet, everyone. Quiet. Quiet, quiet. Shut
Have
the fuck
seen
up.
My toupee? Who's got my toupee?
I've never seen a bald Santa.
Hermie? What?
Oh, now it's please. Oh.
Beautiful.
Now it's beautiful.
Oh, now,
yeah,
it's beautiful.
Yeah, now it's beautiful.
Now when you need something out of me, huh?
Yeah. Now, come on, be honest. Wouldn't Rudolph have said, fuck you?
Exactly. I want a harem. I want to... I don't want to have to work a day of my life. You know, I
no
do
more
this
reindeer
one,
games.
I do this one day for you.
And the other 364 days, I do whatever I want.
That's right.
Your wife, she's cooking for me.
That's right.
Yeah, whatever, Dad. Yeah, yeah.
Edward G. Robinson as Donner.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Put him up, put him up. Christmas, the best time of the year. Wait, it's the worst snowstorm in years. How do you know there's not going to be snow?
That was your fault.
Of course, the bald guy's going to do something stupid.
They're everywhere.
Why do we have to kill fucking snowman? Pervert. Oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year. Okay, Rudolph. I'm pretty well sauced.
Okay.
Holly jolly ho. Ho.
Triplets.
And the twins.
Wants to be a dentist.
Yeah, he got.
Oh,
fat.
My God.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit.
He's on steroids. He's juicing.
Like, it's not healthy.
No, it's
going
not.
From like skinny to that.
It's not. It's like Robert De Niro in Raging Bull.
Yeah.
Where he put on 50 pounds.
Yeah, it's venison soup, baby. Deer meat.
All the fucking deer
loading up.
The reindeer.
Loading up.
Hey, we're messing.
It's the same list of reindeers every time. So what do they do with all those extra reindeers?
Yeah.
Santa's eating us.
That's called job security. Yeah. That's a bad storm.
Come on, let's be honest. That's the last stop.
That's for the kids we really don't like.
His dad wasn't one of the reindeer? Wasn't
yeah,
one?
He was. Donner.
Why is he sitting there? He said, that's my boy.
Oh, that's true.
The fuck?
Boy, yeah, took his place.
Yeah.
You know? He's no longer in the lead anymore.
Pussy! Oh, sorry.
I don't get that part. I don't get.
Oh, Rudolph forgot us.
I can't do it. I
Christmas Eve. I'm hanging around a pink elephant.
I might as well just throw myself on the fire. Fan the flames. Fan the flames. Who's with me?
I don't mind a Charlie in the Box.
It's a passage of time, Ben, because Rudolph's a fucking teenager right now.
And I don't mind a Charlie in the Box, but I don't want a fucking whiner in the box.
Yeah.
What was wrong with her?
I don't know.
And that fire is pretty weak. And now it's gone. The fire's gone. You see that?
That's not his nose, Sally.
Splash down.
Hurry up. Get the fuck in.
Come on. Hell!
Ready, Santa, you asshole!
Away!
Oh, wow. Now that everyone's out of town, gonna go see Mrs. Claus about something. Can anyone figure out how to take these gloves off? I mean, he's gone for 24 hours, right?
It's true. It's plenty of time.
And when he gets back, he's going to be tired.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah, you're good.
I'm going to chuck you
out. You're good.
It's the ocean.
We've been betrayed.
The fuck? It's the middle of the Pacific. Bastard.
Can you swim?
Well, yes, that way. To the left. Take this.
Oh,
no!
He doesn't fly, he swims!
He swims!
What a dick!
It's homicide!
Where's his caboose?
You won't need any wheels where you go down.
He didn't have his caboose.
He's a perfectly fine engine now.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
Perfectly I see the fine. Wires.
I see the wires.
Won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Where are they getting all these umbrellas? Fucking take it from the snowman?
Miss Dory.
The end. Fuck you.
I don't like him anymore. He's just a mean guy.
Yeah, he was pretty. He was giving Rudolph some shit there in the beginning. Yeah. You know.
Well,
you're a freak.
And like most people in life, once you need somebody,
that's right.
Then you're willing to give you know.
Somebody who's different. Let's bash him.
Anyway.
Oh my gosh.
As a kid, I loved it, but as you got older, you can see that Santa's kind of a racist,
mm-hmm.
and there's a lot of bullying going on.
Yeah,
is it okay? You have a young son, Jay. Is it something you're going to want to show your son, or are you going
to sit? If he wants to watch it,
you sit down and explain to him. Okay, I'm going to tell you some things here, though, because it's a gentler, kinder world now.
I can see for me, like my Christmas classes are like Home Alone and stuff like that, so we'll watch that.
You won't watch Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
We have it. It'll be like on the list.
What if he watches, goes to daycare, and just smacks the kid that looks a little different from him? Well, it's not my fault that he watched Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Gets out a red marker and paints a red nose on the kid next to him. Hey,
you
can't
Rudolph.
Play
over here. You're not playing in our games. We're playing hopscotch. No, you can't play.
No, you can't play.
You can't play. But she said I was cute. No, we don't care. We don't care. So you're okay with showing Zachary this.
Yeah, that's fine.
But no, you're going to let him decide on his own whether it's right or wrong?
It's pretty. It's not
It's not like something we decided when we were kids.
Yeah.
It was
entertainment.
But it was okay to do that when we were kids.
But you didn't beat up people that were different than you, did you?
We had to. It was part of life.
It was part of growing up, you know.
You had
survival
to,
of the fittest, you know.
You had to do the best you could not to be different than you. Wait. Okay, I can't do that. I got to be this way. I can't. You know how you're open about your toy stuff? We couldn't have done that as a kid.
Yeah.
We got our asses kicked. Mm-hmm. It was a tougher world back then.
Hey, we'd go out to the construction sites, the new construction off Balboa Avenue, and get on a frickin' scissor lift. Oh, this is great!
great. All the way to the ceiling, all the way back down again until the security guards come and chase us out of there, you know?
And they look like Santa.
Holy shit.
Had too much porridge.
Guy comes out. We're calling the cops. Holy fuck. Get on our bikes and ride.
Anyway, so yeah, I hope you enjoyed this. If you like this, we could do other commentaries about it. I still want to do Rudy. I think Rudy would be a good one.
Yes.
No? You're not into it, Jay? You look a little tired. You look a little frazzled.
Oh, no,
I'm not a big Rudy fan of the movie.
You don't like Rudy the movie?
It's all right.
I do agree with the idea that Rudy actually is a bad movie in the sense that it's teaching somebody that they're not good at football. Like, they're not going to be great at it. But he puts all this time into it to play 30 seconds of a game.
It wasn't even 30 seconds.
When in actuality, maybe he could have found something that he could have been good at. And if he put the same amount of effort
but
and
he
drive
became
into
a,
it.
He became a motivational speaker from this. He bettered his life.
Yeah, but he could have.
But the whole point of the movie is he didn't quit.
Just think what Rudy could have done if he would have actually applied himself to something that he was good at.
So maybe
he could.
I
want to
be a marine biologist.
So I argue that Rudy's actually a bad movie in the sense that he should have applied himself.
He chased his dream. He reached his dream. He wanted to run down the tunnel.
Dream,
but that was his dream. It may not be your dream. It was his dream.
If he would have focused on what something that he could have been good at.
But what was he good at?
He had strengths. I don't know.
What was he good at?
He could have been running that company that the
what his friend got killed because he was too slow.
And then he could, instead of that, he could have actually applied himself to actually, you know.
No, that talked to me. That taught him to go out there and
make things better.
How was he going to do that?
He was able to get on the football field because he tried so hard for 4 years. Imagine if he applied himself to something else that actually helped him.
I think he's doing pretty well in life right now. He was in the movie. He was in the movie.
No, that was an actor.
No. He was in. He's in. Actually,
yes,
in the movie.
Yes, I know he's in the movie.
So shut up.
He's in the fans behind
him. There you go. He actually applauded himself in the past. In the future. Was it future? No, past. Whatever it was.
And there's a great book called Strengths Finder 2.0. And they talk about that.
About Rudy?
Well, yeah, just if you focus on something that is your strength and you work on making that really good, you can become even better.
So what should Rudolph have done if his strength was?
Well, his strength was he applied himself to something that was a strength for him.
But it wasn't really him.
Rudy wasn't trying to do, Rudolph wasn't trying to be a dentist. He applied himself
Hermie
to what he was good at.
But maybe Hermie wasn't a good dentist.
But maybe he is. He had a knack for it. He got the Bumble's teeth out in like 2.7 seconds.
Just
time that it takes to
without any anesthesia or anything, you know.
Any violent person can do that.
Just rip him right out of his
any
skull.
Serial killer can do that. It's not big deal.
That's not easy.
Yeah, it doesn't mean he's a good. He pulled out all the teeth.
Yeah,
and none of the teeth were bad.
It's incredible.
That's just kind of mutilation. I'm thinking that's mutilation there. Yeah.
So you're saying he's good at jacking up his bill. Oh, all your teeth need to come out.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep, all your teeth need to come out.
That's pretty much $300 a tooth there.
There you go. Pop, 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 pop. You have
insurance? Cha-ching!
Wait, you don't have insurance?
Sorry.
I do think that dentistry.
Sorry.
Sometimes I feel like you go to it's like you're going to a repair shop, and then they just kind of just try and jack up your bill.
Yeah. Need
you actually have 27 cavities. Really?
You need new shocks.
I just got new shocks. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Any new
they're
ones
bad.
Yeah. Been riding a little, been chewing a little hard there. Anyway, hope you enjoyed it. I think Dale wants to go. You want to go, Dale? You tired?
No. I got things I got to do. I got to go shopping. So
every episode we think.
What are you buying?
I got to look for Legos for Jake. Darren's
from State Farm.
Darren's boy.
Jake
for
State
Christmas.
Farm. Is he wearing khakis?
What?
Thanks, Jake.
Jake from State Farm. Sure,
no.
You're talking to Jake from State Farm?
No, not that Jake. Jake Vanderpool. Yeah. So he's into Legos, so I got to go find some decent-priced Legos.
Are you getting him the Legos where he uses his imagination, or give him the fake Legos where the real Legos?
I want the imagination part, but it's hard to find full sets.
They're all imagination.
But see, if you go on online right now on, like, let's just say Walmart.com, it's fucking sold out. Evidently, there's a shortage of Legos this fucking year. So
let's go to the Lego store.
It was a bad crop of Legos.
Which is where?
Crabtree Valley Mall.
Okay.
There was a bad crop of Legos this year.
So
bad.
Anyway, so I got to do
bad
that.
Bad winners, you can see in Rudolph. A
couple of Christmas cards and things I got to get. So.
All right.
Well, anyway, we want to thank Eckhard Richter and Tack from Tokyo. contributing a significant amount. Thank you very much. As well as all of our patrons. You can check all of them at jandjack.com. And you can become a patron today over at patreon.com, patreon.com/jandjack.
So we're going to record next Monday?
Sure.
All right. So we got marriedmanpodcast@gmail.com. Once again,
marriedmanpodcast@gmail.com. If you have any comments about Tommy's predicament, as well as some of the other things,
if you can help us out,
send in
Tommy,
your
can you hear me?
Tommy, can you hear
That's
me?
What I wanted that to be the title of the episode.
Yeah, I like that one.
I like Tommy. Well, Colleen was against poop.
Yeah.
Because I said we'd get an answer to the poop, the missing poop. And she said, no more poop.
No more poop.
No more poop.
Enough of the poop.
Enough of the poop.
No poop talk.
So we said, Tommy, can you hear me? She said, no. What was the final? What was the final?
Cheap sunglasses.
Cheap. I can live with
the
that
cheap
one.
Sunglasses.
That's a good one. A little ZZ Top.
Yeah.
Cheap sunglasses.
But we'll see you next week for a new Married Man.
So
and you also can give us a call at
510-69-TAFFY. Once again,
510-69-TAFFY.
And if you never want us to do this again, just send us a line. You don't have to go on iTunes and give a bad review. Say, we respect people more if you just say, hey, I don't like what you did.
There you go.
Sounds good.
And if you want to go on iTunes.
Tell us the truth.
I'm not going to lose any sleep over it.
The truth. Or lie to us and tell us how much you love me. that works for me, too.
Ignorance is bliss.
We always figure that's a lie anyway.
Yeah, I know. That's okay, though.
All right, guys. Hasta luego. And goodbye.
Arrivederci.